blesses you and the more you share it around, the more your enemy, the devil, is going to come after you with a pickaxe. And at that point, what you need is an ironclad defense. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to the program as today we take another look at God's blessing from a different perspective. The prayer of Jabez is an incredibly powerful prayer. Here it is again if you missed it so far this week. Now, Jabez was more honourable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." And Jabez called upon the Lord of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me indeed, and enlarge my territory, that your hand would be with me, and that you would keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." So God granted him what he requested. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 9 and 10. Jabez asks God to bless him indeed, to bless him a lot. He asks God to enlarge his territory so he can share that blessing around. And with that increased territory and the increased opportunities to be a blessing, he asks that God's hand, God's power would be upon him, because he knows he won't be able to do it on his own. But it's the last part of the prayer, the part that we haven't yet talked about, which is as important as the first three bits. Have a listen to it again. "Lord, keep me from evil, that I may not cause pain." Now remember, the very name Jabez means to be a pain because of the great pain that Jabez's mother experienced in giving birth to him. So Jabez was already a pain. That's how people saw him, because in Hebrew culture way back then, your name was synonymous with who you are. It was seen as a prophetic statement of who you would become and how your life would turn out. So imagine the teasing and the chiding that Jabez must have had growing up at school. I mean, other kids can be so cruel. Imagine as a young man being introduced to someone, something like this: "Hi, David, meet the pain." And having David say, "Wow, what's that about? This guy must be some kind of loser." Now, Jabez did not want to cause pain. And the one way to cause pain on this earth is to be evil. There's something that David Wilkerson wrote in his little book, The Prayer of Jabez, that leapt out at me. He wrote this: "Without doubt, success brings with it greater opportunities than failure. As someone once said, blessedness is the greatest of perils because it tends to dull our keen sense of dependence on God and make us prone to assumption." And Jabez had been praying for huge, untold blessing, for a great expansion of his territory of influence, for the power of God to be upon him. And God, as we heard, granted him his requests. Now, we know the Bible says pride comes before the fall. And when things are going really, really well, your enemy and mine, the devil, is roaming around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. So just think about it. If God blesses you so much that you can't contain the blessing, and his blessing flows out through you into the lives of other people, and if he increases your territory so that you can share his blessing with more and more people, whose territory do you think you're treading on? The enemy's, of course. He doesn't want the blessing of God to get around, because people might discover who Jesus is. People might discover that salvation is real and it's in him alone. The blessedness of having a true and intimate relationship with God through Jesus. No, the devil doesn't want that getting out. And he is a wily, cunning, smart individual. Don't ever think that Satan is a dummy. No, he's been around the block a few million times, and 9 times out of 10, Satan has enough experience and enough gutter cunning to defeat us. He's stronger than you and me. In his own way, he's often smarter than you and me. And if we take him on head on that field of temptation, it's much more likely than not that we're going to end up on the losing end of that equation. You've seen great men of faith fall, haven't you, through sexual immorality, leaving behind so many hurt and disillusioned followers. Oh no, the moment the blessing of God and the power of God is flowing through you to touch the lives of other people, you can bet your life that your enemy, the devil, will be on your case. He'll be coming after you with a pickaxe to undo your plans to have an impact for Christ in this world. And the best way, the very, very best way to win is not to fight at all. When I first read that in Wilkinson's book, I thought, that's so obvious. How come I didn't think of that? And that's exactly what Jabez prayed. "Keep me from evil, that I may cause no pain." It's exactly how Jesus taught his disciples to pray. "Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil." Let me ask you, how often do you pray that prayer? "Lord, keep evil away from me, keep the devil away from me, keep temptation away from me. How often? Because it's the one prayer that provides you with an ironclad defense against the enemy. Take him on, and there's every chance you'll lose. Have God help you to avoid the battle, and you're guaranteed of a win. Now, sometimes God allows us to be tempted, as he did with Jesus when he was cast out into the wilderness by the Holy Spirit for 40 days and 40 nights to be tempted by the devil. Sometimes God tests our faith in him by using the devil as his tool. And that's when you need to be clothed in the armor of God. But my friend, when you're tired and weak, in the cut and thrust of your day, the devil wants to slip under your guard. And the best way to avoid that is to ask God to keep you from evil each and every day. It's amazing how supernaturally he answers that prayer. Remember, the devil has to obey God. He can't just do anything without God's permission. I mean, when he set out to attack Job in the Old Testament, at each step of the way, the devil required God's permission. Lord, keep me from evil. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil is the most powerful prayer that you can pray to preserve your heritage, to keep the devil from robbing you of the blessing that God is giving you. The thief comes only to kill, steal, and destroy. But I have come, said Jesus, that you may have life in all its abundance. Ain't that the truth? God wants to bless you. And one of the things he will do for you is to bless you by keeping evil away from you. That's what Jabez prayed. That's what Jesus taught. Because each of us has an Achilles heel. Mine is perfectionism and anger. I used to be a very, very angry man. Now, I'm still not a softie. I'm no pushover. But there are certain people who I know who are going to rub me up the wrong way. I cannot, for instance, stand laziness. It completely sets me off. So when I know that I'm going to be running into someone who's going to flick my switch, as it were, I pray this prayer. Lord, keep me from evil. And the power of God to do that is simply amazing. Truly, I've seen it so many times in my life where the Lord steals my spirit to avoid that critical spirit of perfectionism and the anger that comes with it. Or where he just changes the circumstances to avoid the temptation altogether. Truly, I tell you, when you ask God to bless you, when you ask him to expand your territory of influence and blessing, when you ask him to have his mighty hand upon you and with you, he will answer you in the most amazing ways, in ways that you can't even hope for, dream, or imagine. And as that starts to happen, the devil will come along, just as Jesus predicted, to kill, steal, and destroy, to rob you of the blessings, because he knows that if he can get you to sin, he will interrupt the flow of God's blessings through you into this world. It's like capping the oil well. He knows that. That's why the moment you see the blessing of God flowing through you, you know that you have a target painted on your chest that the devil is going to be aiming at. Listen to me. God wants to bless you. He so wants to bless you. And yet, like any father, if the child sins, he's going to interrupt that flow of blessing. That's why you and I need to pray, Lord, keep me from evil. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. It invites the supernatural power of God to protect you and to give you an ironclad defense. Pray the prayer, and like Jabez, God will grant you what you request. Before I go, I'd just like to remind you that if you have a prayer need, we would love to pray for you. Listen, the only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. Just let that sink in. The only sort of prayer that the Bible teaches about is the sort that has powerful results. So if you'd like us to pray with you, in fact, if you'd like our whole prayer community to pray with you, stop by online at powerfulprayer.org to share your prayer request. It's completely confidential, your name won't be displayed. And in fact, while you're there, perhaps you could pray for one or two others and leave them an encouraging word as well. The Bible says that the prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective. So let us pray for you and with you. And let's just see what God does, how he intervenes, how he chooses to bless you. That web address again is powerfulprayer.org. I'm Bernie Diamond. I'll catch you again same time Monday with a different perspective.